It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And right now, Joe's Need to Know News. All right, kicking off Joe's Need to Know News this morning. We're going to be getting a little texty-texty from our Commander-in-Chief. That's right, President Trump will be hooking us up today with a little text message. Who's excited about that? Anybody?
Me.
I'm going to leave him on Brad.
You're not going to answer it? Do not disturb? This is what it might sound like.
I have this theory.
No, it's kidding. It will not be a mean girl thing. What it might actually sound like is this. No, but if you do get a text from the president in the future, it could be a scary thing. The test is of the National Presidential Alert System. It's scheduled for 2:18 p.m. Eastern. Ooh, when I'm taking a nap. The system will let any president issue a warning about a crisis, including a missile launched by another country at the U.S. or a tsunami. Didn't we have this problem happen in Hawaii earlier in the year where they accidentally hit the wrong button saying that?
Yeah, I don't think that was an accident at all.
A North Korean nuke was coming our way.
Why don't you think that was an accident?
Because Alex thinks everything is a big conspiracy.
It was.
By the opposite of what she believes.
I think that it was all a ploy from the Democrats to send people into a panic and to say that President Trump is crazy. World War III is about to happen.
To hop on this whole conspiracy train because you know I love to do that with you. Then you had to bring political parties into it.
It's a really interesting conspiracy theory.
It is, because
it was right whenever all those North Korea talks were going on and everyone was saying like, oh my gosh, he's going to blow us up, because that was before Kim Jong-un was like, okay, I'm cool with you, United States. It was when things were up in the air and people were like, why is Trump tweeting about having a bigger button?
Kim Jong-un has never been cool with the U.S. Not to get political, but that guy
is the coolest he's ever been. No, he is
dictator that kills millions of his people.
He is, but he's the calmest he has been. But what I'm saying is, when that warning went off, what's interesting is that that's right when people were saying like, oh my gosh, he tweeted the bigger button, now he's going to get us all blown up. And that sent Americans into a straight up panic.
Maybe there's aliens on the planet and
that
their
makes more sense.
Eardrums can't hear the tone of the message, so they sent it out, and everyone who heard the message is not alien.
How do you live your life in conspiracy theory all the time?
The men in black find out who's the alien and who's not.
I'm telling you, a lot of people agree with me on that.
A lot don't, but a lot do. You watch too much Alex Jones. I'm just throwing that
out there.
I've
never watched Alex Jones in my life.
All right, fan club member.
My own Alex.
Yeah, I know. Alex Clark, which one's scarier?
She's covering up her Alex Jones t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
It's a custom-made Alex Clark one. Pizza delivery man saves a kidnapped woman. Did you see this, Alex?
No.
You need to start ordering some pizza. I know you've never had it, but oh my gosh, this is great. A pizza delivery man, Joey Grundle, was handling over an order to a customer in Wisconsin when he saw a scared woman with a black eye behind him mouth the words, "Help me," and call the police.
I showed up, I gave the guy his pizza, and behind him was a woman. I could see a black eye on her right eye, and that's when she pointed to it and mouthed the words to me, "Help me," and shortly thereafter mouthed again to me, "Call the police." So sometimes it's best just to pay attention to what's going on. You never know when someone's trying to give you a little hint there.
That's right. He's right.
And here's the actual 911 call.
Did you see any other person in there besides the female?
It was her, and I'm assuming her husband or whatever. He's the one that paid for it. Whatever. She was standing behind him, and that's when I saw her mouth those things to me.
I mean, what if he wouldn't have done anything? Who knows what could have happened right there? So
shout
out to him. Police swarmed the house, arrested the man who faces domestic abuse charges after allegedly entering his ex-girlfriend's home illegally, tying her up and beating her. I'm glad that this woman is getting in trouble, but I know I was the same kind of a kid when I was 10 years old. A woman who allowed her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo is being charged. An Ohio woman allowed her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo and has now been arrested for it. They discovered the incident, police did, after a video of a 16-year-old giving the boy a tattoo was posted on Facebook. The mom told the officers she was tired of her son asking for a tattoo, so she let him get one. So kids, if you're listening, keep on asking.
Yeah, different states have different laws on that. Remember for Freak Show Friday, I think it was a few months ago, we had that guy call in and said that his 7-year-old had a bubble guppies tattoo
or whatever.
I'm pretty sure all three of their kids had tattoos.
All three of their kids under 18 had tattoos. It was insane.
Do you know what the tattoo was of?
I do not know any. I guess I need to look that one up a little bit, but I know she's been charged with child endangerment. Police notified child services about the incident, but the boy, I'm not sure right now who he's staying with, but That's an interesting situation. Do you think that if the mom wants to let her 10-year-old get a tattoo just around the room, that she should be arrested for that? Or, hey, it's her choice.
It depends on whatever the state's law is. It's horrible. I don't think that no matter what the law says, that kids should be getting a tattoo like that, especially under probably 16. But the law is the law.
My mom, when I was like 10, I wanted to have green hair because I really like Green Day. She wouldn't let me have that. And I wanted to have my nose and my ear pierced. She wouldn't let me have that. And nothing wrong with that, but I'm kind of glad she didn't. Looking back, if I could, I'm like, you know what? Maybe that was a good decision, Mom. And the final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is a day we need to celebrate, ladies. It's National Boyfriend Day. How are you celebrating?
Oh, no.
Ugh, do I have to do something?
Oh, my God. Don't even, because as a man, I'm doing the clap thing right now.
I haven't seen the Egyptian in, like, over a week, so. I saw him on Sunday for about an hour and a half. That was it.
Are you guys over?
No, it's just that he was out of town for work, and then I was super, super sick, so I didn't want to see anybody, and then he had work stuff going on, just busyness and stuff like that, so we're not hanging out until Thursday.
That's how it starts. All right, well, 25% of women in relationships say they're going to cook their boyfriend dinner. Alex, are you doing that?
No, unless it's toenail casserole. Mm.
That's probably what it would taste like. about another 23% are saying, yeah, I'm going to take him out on a date. And then 1% say, I'm going to get him some flowers, flowers are nice, but I don't think guys care about that. They probably prefer the meal. At least I would.
I don't know any guys that want flowers.
And 1 in 6 women, looking around the room here, say they're going to do nothing.
I'll get him jewel pods.
Oh my gosh, that is a real sign of love right there.
Yeah, I'm not getting him anything. We celebrate our monthly little anniversaries for fun.
Yeah,
go out to dinner.
That's enough.
That's another thing. That's crazy. Here we go. Here, yeah, crazy right there.
It's fun. We like to do it.
It's been another month. I love you.
Whatever.
All right. There we go. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check all these out online, radionowindy.com.